on the street is that you actually have been to Albuquerque many times.
I was hoping you would ask that. I love Albuquerque. Love, love, love it. Yes, I've been to Albuquerque many times, and I own a home in Albuquerque.
Why not?
Well, I'll tell you, I live in Los Angeles, and it's just ridiculously overpriced here. And I came to Albuquerque. I've come many times. I have some dear, dear friends there, and I have my favorite places I have to go to. One time I came for 5 weeks, and after about 2 weeks, I was like, I think I could live here. And I started picking, and I ended up buying a home because I will either retire there, or there'll be a vacation home, or I will, if I become independently wealthy, I will move there. But I have a very cute home, which I adore, in sort of southeast, a little east of Fringe Crest.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, Albuquerque is just terrific. It has everything Los Angeles. I need a place that's a little wacky and has its own personality. And Albuquerque has that.
Yeah.
And it has everything. I was worried that I would miss the ocean too much and the water, but I'm a big swimmer and I've already checked out all the pools in Albuquerque and that I can live without the ocean.
Or it's a 2-hour flight.
That's right. So it definitely makes sense to live here
And play here.
and play. I can't say I've seen all of Albuquerque, but can I give a shout out to some of the places I like? I love the Talon Market on Central. I have to go there to get products that I can't get here.
Wow.
It's just very funny. There's certain little places, and I love to go sort of antiquing and thrift shop stuff. And so there's like Lucas Funky stuff that I always have to go to. And you guys have fantastic Thai food and Vietnamese food.
So what we're going to do with this interview now is we're going to go out to Ta Lan and some of the other places and sell this voiceover to them and make some money off this interview.
That sounds like a great idea.
Well, thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you so much for having me.